We're speaking with Linda Ness, the leader of the Midnight Serenaders.
We're primarily a dance band. We play most of the old standards, and every once in a while we'll pick up something that's a little bit newer. It keeps the interest for the group itself involved and the audience as well.
When the band is playing for itself, I know it loves playing for the dancers, but there are certain tunes that your band plays that the band really likes and listeners really like.
There are the standards that are fun to play, Darktown Strutters being one of them. It gives a good beat, it provides a good melody, and the players like to play it too.
We're speaking with Linda Ness, who is the leader of the Moonlight Serenaders. The big band's heyday was 50 and more years ago, but it perseveres. Why is this?
Well, there's a recent resurrection in the interest, and I think it was because of the danceability. The youth, about 20 years ago, picked up on modern versions of these old standards, and it reverted to where the groups could play the old standards verbatim, and the kids loved it. I remember when my niece pointed out to me as she was entering junior high school, she says, "Oh, you've got to hear this great music." And what did she play for me? In the Mood. It's one of our signature tunes.
Kind of a funny thing, what is old to many of us is new to people just coming up.
Yes, it is. But they're reliving, they don't know it, their grandparents or their parents' youth.
Are there some tunes in the Moonlight Serenaders book that the players, listeners, and dancers all seem to really go for?
One of the tunes that comes to mind is Jersey Bounce. And it's got a nice, easy beat, and it's easy to dance to. And the listeners, if they happen to be sitting in a chair, they're tapping their feet to it. So, you know, it's a recognizable tune and got a lot of great stuff in it.
Well, the dancers like it. The players like it, and listeners like it. I guess it's a win, win, win.
Absolutely.
We are listening to the Moonlight Serenaders and talking to its leader, Linda Ness. The group says it's a dance band and it's normal for them to play for dancing, but a serenade is a listening situation. And yes, the group is really quite listenable. At many dances, there's a group that hangs out near the bandstand, doesn't dance, but is checking out the band. And they might track that there's been an evolution in big band music. Stan Kenton's bands in the 1950s, for example, were responding to the way music was going in post-World War II America.
That's true. He brings in more of the more eventful jazz style. And what I mean by that is it allows for more liberties in the jazz realm, as opposed to having to meet just the audience or dancer standards like many of the old bands did. They expanded to meet the standards of the players as well and some of their interests. So intermission riff is exactly what the name implies. It's a riff, and you take some solos over that riff. And we give many opportunities to many of the players within the group to do that.
We've got a casual recording of intermission riff, and we'll hear first the full band playing it, and then, like you were saying, Linda, some soloing. Serenaders. The group has been around since the mid-1980s, and it plays regularly at the Wabasha Caves in St. Paul. The group also plays weddings, corporate functions, fundraisers, wherever and whenever big band music is needed. Online, the Moonlight Serenaders are on Facebook as Moonlight Serenaders of Minnesota. Thanks to Linda Ness, the group's leader, for appearing on this program. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.